Kinnamer, but the kids know me as Teacher Dana. I will be guiding us through today's prayers and reading. We know a deep breath is a gift from God. So as we begin, I invite you to notice your breath. Let's take a few deep breaths together as we breathe in the love of God and breathe out the peace of Christ. Join me now in praying the Lord's Prayer aloud. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. And now please join me in saying Deuteronomy 6, 4 through 9. This is the verse we are writing on our hearts together. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and all your soul and all your strength. These commandments that I give you today are to be on your hearts. Impress them on your children. Talk about them when you sit at home and when you walk along the road, when you lie down and when you get up. Tie them as symbols on your hands and bind them on your foreheads. Write them on the door frames of your houses and on your gates. Now let's get our minds and our hearts and our bodies ready to hear the word of the Lord. Today, I will be reading from John 14, 1 through 14. Jesus told his apostles, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. You believe in God. Believe in me also. There are many rooms in my Father's house. If this were not true, would I have told you that I'm going there? Would I have told you that I would prepare a place for you there? If I go and do that, I will come back, and I will take you to be with me. Then you will also be where I am. You know the way to the place where I'm going." Thomas said to him, "Lord, we don't know where you're going, so how can we know the way?" Jesus answered, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you really know me, you will know my Father also. From now on, you do know him and you have seen him." Philip said, "Lord, show us the Father. That will be enough for us." Jesus answered, "Don't you know me, Philip? I've been among you for such a long time, and anyone who has seen me has seen the Father. So how can you say, 'Show us the Father'? Don't you believe that I am in the Father? Don't you believe that the Father is in me? The words I say to you, I do not speak on my own authority. The Father lives in me. He is the one who is doing his work. Believe me when I say, I am in the Father. Also believe that the Father is in me, or at least believe what the works I've been doing say about me. What I'm about to tell you is true. Anyone who believes in me will do the works I have been doing. In fact, they will do even greater things. That's because I am going to the Father, and I will do anything you ask in my name. Then the Father will receive glory from the Son. You may ask me for anything in my name. I will do it." The word of the Lord. The apostles had such a hard time understanding who Jesus was and what Jesus was doing. I wonder what we need to understand and believe. Jesus said those who believe in him can do works like him and even greater things. I wonder what things we can do when we believe in Jesus. What are you wondering about this reading? As we finish our time together, say these words of blessing with me. May my eyes see people as God does. May my ears hear God's voice. May my mouth speak God's truth. May my heart know God's love. May my hands serve others. And may my feet follow in the footsteps of Jesus. Brothers and sisters in Christ, as your attention returns to what has happened or what will happen in your day, remember that life is short and we have so little time to gladden the hearts of those who travel with us. So let's be quick to love, make haste to be kind, and may the peace of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit abide with you now and remain with you always. Amen.